SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Wall Street comes roaring back. The Dow, the Nasdaq, and the S&P up more than 3% after the recent sell-off, inspired by fears of a trade war resulting from President Trump's tariff hikes. Former Trump economic advisor Stephen Moore suggests that Trump tariff critics simply do not understand the art of the deal.
He's using the threat of these higher tariffs to force these other countries to lower their tariffs. And if this works, and I think it will, although it's been painful for the last week seeing the market go down so much, at the end of the day, we could have freer and fairer trade, which will benefit everyone around the world.
More on the Salem Radio Network. Japan among countries seeking trade talks with the U.S., while China remains defiant, prompting the president to threaten additional 50% tariffs on Chinese imports. One top House Republican says she is committed to helping the president with his trade strategy.
House GOP Conference Chair Lisa McClain of Michigan says the president's tariff strategy is already bearing fruit.
It's been a week. I think you already see people coming to the table.
McClain says there's no question the tariff war will cause some short-term pain, but also says the downside has been overblown by some in the media.
Somebody predicted, oh my God, it's going to be a Black Monday today. I think how the Dow closed. A point up.
McClain convened a small group of reporters here to share her thoughts on everything from tariffs to the budget and future leadership in the House. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
The Supreme Court rules the Trump administration has the right to deport illegal aliens under the Alien Enemies Act. Also at SRNNews.com, deadly roof collapse at a nightclub in the Dominican Republic. At least 18 people killed, more than 120 injured. And on Wall Street, the Dow is up 1,385 points, the Nasdaq better by 645. This is SRN News. The Ten Commandments could be returning to the Kentucky State Capitol.
Lawmakers have approved a resolution calling for the restoration of a large stone monument bearing the Decalogue. It had stood in front of the Capitol building in Frankfort until the year 2000, when an ACLU lawsuit succeeded in getting it removed. But with the re-election of President Trump and a U.S. Supreme Court that favors religious freedom, the Kentucky legislature is moving to bring the Ten Commandments back. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The American Library Association has unveiled the 10 most challenged books of 2024. The list demonstrates parents' growing concern about efforts to promote the LGBT agenda among small children and adolescents. Topping the list is George M. Johnson's All Boys Aren't Blue, an autobiographical work about the author's homosexuality. Number two on the list is Maya Kobabi's Gender Queer. That's a graphic novel. It features pornographic images. This is SRN News. The Met being hauled into court by a famed performer.
Mezzo-soprano Anita Rockvelashvili has sued the Metropolitan Opera and the union that represented her there. Rockvelashvili said the company unlawfully terminated her contracts because of a vocal issue that developed after she gave birth. The singer is also accusing the union of failing to pursue a grievance against the company. The 40-year-old singer from the European nation of Georgia says the Met owes her more than $400,000. Keith Peters, Washington.
After days of unceasing downpours that swelled Kentucky's rivers to near record levels, residents are closely watching the waterways for signs they're cresting or even receding in hopes that widespread cleanup can finally get underway. The death toll from the storms that pummeled the South as well as parts of the Midwest has risen to at least 23. More details, SRNNews.com.